Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Today my heart is open. My ears are alert to grow and change. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Take your seats. Awesome. I think Braden might have read my message. Did you read my message? Did you steal my notes this week? Fantastic. How good was communion today? Yeah. Loved it. Loved it. I've got a message today, and it comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 28. So I'm just going to read this to us to lay the foundation. What I love is Jesus actually says this word, and it's about his coming. So when he comes again, and I know that many people feel like Jesus is literally coming tomorrow, and with the way the world is at the moment, I would say it more like this. I think he's preparing us for his coming. So it's not so much that he's about to come, right, and now we just very quickly need to get ready. I think he's preparing his church for his coming. And now, like I said the other week, I think every generation has thought it's going to be their generation, but I actually think it will be my generation. So I say every other generation's got it wrong, but I've got it right. So this is what Scripture says. It says, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them, from fear and the expectation of things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, church, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." Which gives me the title of today's message, Bring Them Up. Bring Them Up. Let's bring up our eyes because the day draws near. You know, I was thinking about this, and as I was just pondering on this scripture and just allowing God, I suppose, to minister to me through this scripture, and I was coming from the context of, you know, well, God, are you saying that you're about to come back and now's the time? And I just started to see that our head is down when we are self-centered. So when we're focused on our emotions, our feelings and our troubles, which is what the world right now is trying to draw us all into, is trying to suck us into self-centeredness, being led by emotions and feelings and by worries and the circumstances. But that's what it looks like when a person has their head down. See, when you look down, you just see yourself. When you look down, you just see your own world that's around you right now. So what this Bible is saying to us, this scripture is saying, is that he wants us to be a people that lift our heads, that look. And something amazing happens when you lift your head, is you have vision. And the Bible says people without vision perish. That's because they're looking down just at their own circumstances, their own world. Well, look what's going on in the world today. And we have these conversations around viruses and you know, this happening with the president and so-and-so said this, and we're watching social media. But really, we're just in the circles of our own little sphere that we can see in. But God today says to you and I, would you lift your head? Would you lift your head and see the greater vision? Would you see a greater picture? There's a world that you have been called to. Would you lift your head and see the purposes of your life, not your life? Would you see the purpose of your life being here on planet Earth and not just be consumed with your life? You know, it's pretty obvious that I'm into fashion. I like fashion. I've denied it for a long time, but I think it's just time just to admit that I like clothes. I'm that weird guy. I'm sorry, I know I'm your pastor, but I'm that guy that likes shopping. I'm just going to say it today. I'm just going to confess. This is a confessional. Where does the pastor go for his own confessional? Like, to his church, right? I like fashion, but, you know, something that's always on my mind, and this is an honest story. I'm not just saying this to make my message amazing. It's amazing already. But the truth is whenever I go clothes shopping or shoe shopping, or shopping for my wife, if I've got money left over, then I always say to myself, just make sure my motive here is correct. Like, are you just genuinely into fashion, or do you want to look good in front of the church on Sunday? And the truth is I know that I'm genuinely into fashion. I just love it. I'm a canvas worker by trade, so I actually feel shirts and go, what's the thread count? You know, is that a good quality shirt? You know, and I look at the shoes, you know, is the leather on, you know, is it upper leather, or is it just, you know, the front little toe bit, and they're saying it's a leather shoe. And I actually look into the quality of things because I love fashion, but I make sure that my gaze isn't on myself to present myself to people well, that I have a greater vision with my life. You know, that my head is up and I'm seeing beyond myself, beyond my own world, beyond the sphere of my own life and my own shoes that are always down there when I do look down. And I have my head lifted up because there is a greater purpose for yours and my life. Amen. There is a greater thing that God has for you. Here's the thing, is when we lift our eyes, when we lift our head, we see what's coming. We see what's ahead. And in the context of this scripture today, we see the Son of Man coming again. I want to ask you the question, when was the last time that you thought about the Son of God coming again? Where's your focus? Is your head down or is your head up? Because I know as believers, we have this amazing opportunity with our lives to see the Son of Man coming. We have this opportunity to see that there is a destiny, to see beyond, that there is so much more than social media, that there is so much more than what Trump is saying on Facebook. There is so much more than, are they saying the truth or are they trying to lie to us? What's going on in this world? There is so much trouble. There is so much more than that. There is a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of light, and there is spiritual warfare all around us. The Bible says that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That means that we walk every single day and there is a battle. Or would we lift our heads and see it? Would we lift our heads today and go, you know what? I don't just acknowledge I am part of that battle. I am going to partner with heaven in prayer, and we're going to see victory happen in my day and age. We're going to see the return of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Does that excite you? It excites me. So we lift our heads. So that brings me to today's title, which is Bring Them Up. Bring Them Up. The Bible is all about greater things. I don't know what you see when you read the Bible. I just see greater things. One of the most amazing things that happened to me was when I first started to study Hebrew, and John Eden got me into it, and the Old Testament to me was always very interesting. You know, unrelevant is probably the better way to say it. I was like a New Testament person. I couldn't see Jesus in the Old Testament, to be honest. When I started to study Hebrew and pull apart all the words, I can't but see the thread of Jesus Christ through the whole Old Testament. I tell you what, my eyes, my head has lifted to a whole different way of seeing now. That when I read the Old Testament, I just see Jesus, I see the coming, I see the prophecies and the kings and the judges, and I see it all in such a different light. You know what? You can have eyes like this too. You know, and it takes for us to be able to go to acknowledge that we are spiritual beings as well as natural beings. You know, that we are in natural bodies, but really we were breathed and formed and created in heaven and then placed on earth. We are spiritual beings. You know, we've been looking at greater things, and that's what I started to see was the greater things of God through the Old Testament as well as the New. And so greater things is a massive part of the Christian life. I believe in the prosperity gospel. I believe in it. You know, I'm a preacher of the prosperity. You can put this on Facebook if you want. I'm okay with that. Pastor Gray, City Point North, is a believer of the prosperity gospel because I have a prosperous God. My God has given us vision for greater things. This whole Bible is packed of greater. This whole Bible, from the very first sin there has ever since, for all humanity except for Adam and Eve until they sinned, there has always been greater things for us. Because what sin does is it lessens. Sin brings everyone to the lowest common denominator. And that's what this world is trying to do right now with all the circumstances. It's trying to bring us all down to the lowest form of thinking, the lowest form of destiny and purpose for our lives. Let me tell you here today, the reason for your life is not to survive. Surviving is just part of what life is. We breathe freely, easily, by the grace and the amazing gift of God. Living and surviving is not the purpose. So if you find yourself just trying to live another day and just have another great day and to wake up, you're missing the purpose. I asked today, would we lift our eyes and would we see the greater vision and purpose for your life? We've discovered over the past few weeks with the Cain and Abel story I shared a couple of weeks ago, Abel saw greater things in bringing his best offering to God as Cain didn't. Remember Noah, he had a greater vision for life. Moses was leading the Hebrews to greater things called the promised land. Jesus gave his life so that our eyes could see God, could see beyond and could see greater. Paul himself could see a greater church on planet Earth. All these people had their own stories, didn't they? This is how we read the Old Testament. We read the stories. But the truth is their greatest story began when they all lifted their eyes and saw with a greater purpose, a greater vision. That's the stories we read about in the New Testament. Today, I want to say, if your eyes are consumed with worry, why don't we bring them up today and see that God is wanting to lead you out of your situation. Lift up your head, your spiritual eyes and your natural eyes. Would we lift them today? And would we see greater? God has a new perspective for us to see. We just have to look beyond where we are right now to see it. Amen? You know, the word redemption, and so in verse 28, I said, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. That word in the Greek means a releasing affected by payment of ransom. Does anyone know who paid the ultimate ransom for us? Jesus Christ. So that word redemption means a releasing. When Jesus paid the ransom for our lives, this means that there is a releasing to come into our worlds. Releasing when we look beyond our circumstances to God, a releasing effect happens in our world. A releasing of joy is released into your world. Peace is released into your world. Praise is released into your world. Possibilities are released into your world. Purpose is released into your world. This is what happens when we lift our eyes. You know what? Life has troubles. Life has death. Loved ones pass away. You know, life has circumstances. Lots and lots of things happen to us. Many things happen as a result of our actions or decisions or ways of thinking. But God wants us to live in this world, but not be of this world. In other words, we live and we're all affected by these things. But as Christians and believers, we have the opportunity to lift our gaze beyond and above all these things and see the greater purpose of life. Amen. I love that. That's where prayer comes in for me. Is I see the things, I know that they're there, but I don't go in the circle, I pray instead. And when we pray, our gaze lifts, our head lifts up high. I love it. You know what? Even when I praise and worship these days, I'm very conscious that I lift my head when I worship God, and I find myself always dropping, but I lift my head back up. Or my father-in-law taught me just by example. You know, at the end of every single song we do in the Pentecostal services, we all clap. You know how we do that? Every single song. It's just what we do. And but when I used to watch my father-in-law in church, when he used to clap, he used to lift his hands and do this. And I looked at that once, and I have to admit, I thought he's weird and the super Spiro. But then I looked again, and I thought, well, maybe there's a bit more meaning to it. So I started doing, I remember I was only like probably 18 or 19, and I tried it once, and I went, wow, this is different. It kind of shifts me from the regular Pentecostal clap at the end of the song and brought meaning to it, and I was clapping and applauding with heaven. Completely changed my perspective. It gave me vision to why we do what we do in church on Sundays. You know what? I love it. Pastor Rick spoke a word many years ago, and he talked about how, you know, we also have this other thing in our music these days where we do these la-la-las and you know, just these melodies that don't actually have words to them. And I don't know about you, but I often get to that moment and just kind of go, yeah, what's for, you know, God's going to be for lunch today. I can't wait to get home. But Pastor Rick had this revelation once that when we go into that in our music, that it's like the spirit man singing. It's kind of like tongues instead of prayer with an English word, you know. It's kind of like praying in tongues, that when you sing and you start to worship in melody, your spirit man, really what it comes down to is just lifting your head and seeing purpose, seeing vision beyond what we're doing in the natural, beyond what this world and the circumstances and the melody and beyond all the clap and the religiosity of it all. We look beyond. You know what? You can be in a Catholic church and do the exact same thing and be in quiet services every single week and have a greater relationship with God than any of us in a Pentecostal church if your vision is lifted and you know the purpose of what you're doing. Amen? So it doesn't matter your environment. What matters is the attitude of the heart, which is fantastic. Psalms, the psalmist said this in Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. When we lift our eyes from our problems, we see God releasing his help. I don't know about you, but I need all the help I can get through this life. Lift our eyes. Have you ever gone to give someone a high five and they've just left you hanging? It's an awkward moment, especially in the shopping centre when you're 40 years old and you're trying to be really cool. One of the youth, hey, Pastor Gray, and you go, hey, and they just leave you hanging. You don't do it in a shopping centre, right? Make sure you know the subject coming your way before you go to do the high five. I think often we do that to God. We leave him hanging. Because here he is trying to high five us blessing, peace, joy. And he's given us all these. Here it is. Here's salvation. You know, here's all this amazing life, but our head is down and we don't see it. We don't see the high five. We don't see the joy coming. We don't see the peace coming. You know, we lift our heads and we get to see the amazing wonders of our amazing God. A marvelous God. He's wonderful. I love it. I love it. I could talk all day about it. I know that in your situation, be it financial, hopelessness, family, or whatever it might be, I'm confident that if you lift your eyes today, if you bring them up, you will see God's power and strength available for you in every single one of those situations. Let me tell you this. God is in the midst with you. In your financial issues, he's there with you. Let's lift our gaze and see him in our situation. Not be so consumed about that bill, but lift up to the author of blessing in our world. Amen. God is right. Isaiah 40, God is talking of himself to his people. And he says this in verse 26. Lift up your eyes and see who made these stars. It is the one who leads them out by number. He calls them all by name because of the greatness of his strength and because he is strong in power. Not one of them is missing. You know, you're not missing today. He calls you by name and number. He knows where you are. He knows your situation. And he's looking. Would you lift your head? Would you lift your gaze? Would you lift up your prayer? Would you lift up your praise and your gratitude and your thankfulness and see the greater vision? And God will pull you through that as you focus on where you're going. You know, God will do things on your behalf. There is a spiritual battle happening for you today in the spirit realm. God is at work. God is sending people. God has commissioned angels. God has ordered your steps, but we only see all that when we lift up our heads to see the glory of God. Beyond your situation today, you need to know that there is greater things. I want to speak that over your world. Whatever situation you have today, church, there is greater for you. Can you believe that? There is greater for me. God has something greater for you and I. God has something greater for us as a church. God has something greater for this community. Come on, let's lift our heads right now. God has something greater for your next door neighbor. It's not just about your household. He doesn't just have something greater for your life. And he doesn't just have something greater for your kids or your siblings or your family. God has something greater for this world. God has a greater purpose for you in this community. God has a greater purpose for you going over to your neighbor and giving them an invite you to church card tomorrow morning. God has a greater purpose to bless you with a car. God has a greater reason to give you a house. He wants to give you a house so that you can bring people to a home where there is love and joy and peace in that environment. He wants to give you a house so that you would pray for other people when they need a safe place to go. He wants to bless you with things in your world. He wants to bless you with an amazing man or an amazing woman. He wants to bless you with a new tongue so you can speak life. All of this is about lifting our heads. It's all about lifting our heads and seeing that God has a greater purpose for you for this world. Amen. Do you receive that today? You know, as we keep our eyes on Jesus, God's blessing will be released in your world. I have no doubt. I have no doubt favor will be released in your world. You're going to start to see yourselves walking in favor. I believe today it's due season for you. Do you receive that for your world? If you're right now, if you're listening to those words and going, yeah, I've heard this before, you need to hear and you need to agree with the heavens. It's due season coming into your world. God is going to pour favor into your life as you lift your head for greater purposes. Healing will be released, not just for yourself, but to heal other people, being the witnesses of Jesus. Emotional bondages in our worlds will be released off our lives. Believe that this morning. If you're living a life right now and you have emotional bondage, let me word it a little like this. We've got time. If you come under the weight of other people's emotional bondage, today is the day. Jesus said, "Take on my yoke, because it's light." Right now, if you feel under pressure, condemnation, life is too hard. There's just too much going on. Why don't you pass that to Jesus? Because that's why he died for every single one of us, to give us a new yoke, which is light, which is full of joy, peace, liberty, dancing, praising, giving glory. How good would it be to have praises on your lips when you wake up in the morning? To have joy in your spirit, man, when you wake up in the morning? You can have that. We just got to lift our heads beyond the situation. A great way to do it is to read and to pray. Changes our perspective. Emotional bondage will be released. Let me just finish with this one little line. And it's this. Look to the victor for your victory. Look to the victor, Jesus Christ, always for your victory. If you ever find yourself trying to sort out how to fix something, all of us guys in the house, that's us, we're fix-its. Lift up your head, look to the victor, because that's where your victory will come from. That's where your help will come from, amen. You receive that today, church? Why don't we just quickly close our eyes? I'm just going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. You are the victor. You're full of victories. And today, as your church, we agree with heaven. Your word says that heaven ought to come down to earth. And we see today that as we lift our heads, that it's us agreeing with heaven that brings heaven down to earth. As we have a vision, as we have a gaze, Father, I speak over every single person in this room or hearing my voice today. That, Father God, you would inspire, that you would release in us vision for our world, vision for our life, for our families, our communities. We aren't just a family in this world, but we are people changers. We are revival bringers. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and we will see revival and victory come into our world and the world around us. Father God, I speak over every person in this house. Father, if they're part of this house, if they're part of City Point from any location, they are part of one of the greatest visions on planet Earth to see our communities influence for good and for God. Father, help us to see that we are part of that. We are part of sharing the gospel and bringing the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Today we choose to bring them up, to bring up our eyes and to lift up our heads and see the coming of our Savior. In Jesus' mighty name. We all said, amen. Amen. Well, what a honor today to be able to bring that word God put in my heart this week. And, you know, you might have heard that today and you're sort of seeing that you need to see Jesus as your Lord and Savior in order for you to be able to lift your head. There's a reality that without Christ, our lives are just our lives. But with Christ, He gives us a new purpose for our lives. He gives us a new vision. And you might be here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you've never given your heart to Him before. And so what I want to do is I just want to ask you, if that's you today, I'm going to give you the opportunity. So just once more, church, could we just close our eyes out of honor for these people and respect? And today, while no one's looking around, it's just you and me, I just want to pray and I just want to know who I'm going to pray with. I'm not going to embarrass you, ask you out the front or anything like that. But if that's you today and you want to accept Jesus and give your life to Him and start your life with a new vision, if you are in that place where you want to lift up your head and see so much more around your world, can I just ask you to boldly lift your hand right now just so I know who I'm about to pray with? Just be nice and bold this morning. Just going to look around a couple of times. I see your hand there, sir.